I think it was Reggie Miller was the commentator for CBS in Des Moines, and he at the end of the last game that they were doing in Des Moines, he said this is the best first round venue I've ever been at.
Wow.
Everything was first class, and that was really great for us.
Hello, and welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. I'm Justin Oxner here with Matt Anderson. Today, we're joined by AJ Johnson, production manager for Iowa Events Center. He's going to talk about their audio-visual system, events that they host, and more. We're here today with AJ. AJ, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm doing pretty good. Matt, how you doing over there?
I'm doing really good today, Justin. Thank you.
Good, good. We always have to ask Matt how he's doing. He might get cranky sometimes.
It's usually good for the most part.
All right. So, AJ, can you give us a quick rundown of what your position is and where you're located?
Yeah, it's always a little bit complicated to explain to people who really aren't in the industry. So I give them kind of a gist of saying that I'm in charge of everything that has a light, a sound, or a video board around the Iowa Event Center. My actual official title is production manager for the Iowa Event Center, but if you kind of think of it as the simplest terms with lights, video, and sound, then that makes more sense to people.
Nice. And then, AJ, can you tell us a little bit about maybe your background? Kind of how did you get to the position that you're currently in?
Yeah, well, I'm a lifelong resident of Central Iowa, not really by plan, but when I graduated from high school, I decided to go to Drake University because of a girl, and that took me into the radio and TV broadcasting department, and went through the program there, really liked it, and as I was finishing up at Drake here in Des Moines, I went over to the Iowa Cubs, did an internship, and they were just looking at the possibility of adding a video board to their stadium, which was at the time had just been named Principal Park. And at the time they ended up getting a new video board, and they didn't have anybody who could do anything for video, and they just didn't know what to do with it. So I kind of helped out for about a half a year, and then they eventually offered me a full-time job. And since then I've kind of worked a part-time, this is around 2005, 2006, part-time at the Iowa Event Center as well. Because they always had hockey teams and basketball teams doing events. So I would work at the Iowa Cubs. I would eventually work at Principal Financial Group doing marketing for them, which was kind of an offshoot of this career choice. But then eventually they, at the Iowa Event Center, they offered me a full-time job doing similar stuff to what I'd done at the Iowa Cubs. And I said, yeah, I'd love to. And I've been doing that for a little over 3 years now. And I've really enjoyed it.
Nice. And you're thinking about how you said you kind of got into some of the broadcasting when you were in college. What kind of got you, you know, interested or excited about this industry? What was it about that drew it to you?
I was always kind of a fan of anything movie related and sports related. I didn't necessarily know when I went to college what I wanted to do with my life, but I knew that I liked covering things and I liked writing about that kind of stuff. So I got to Drake and got into that program and just immediately was energized by it. And the sports aspect of it is what really drives me currently. And at the Event Center, we have a full-time minor league hockey team, full-time minor league basketball team. We have a indoor football league team. We often host a lot of college basketball events. And that's what really keeps me driven. It's really fun doing this kind of stuff. When I talk to people who work in my previous jobs as principal, or even friends who work at bigger companies, they'll talk about how kind of monotonous their jobs are. And there's just never anything that's monotonous about my job. Even one game to the next, there's always something new. And that's what I've really enjoyed about working in the sports and live events industry.
Yeah, that's always good to say that your job's not monotonous and you enjoy going to work.
Yep.
You mentioned kind of all the teams that you have at the Iowa Event Center and some of the events that you host. What are some of the biggest events that you've hosted?
Well, probably the biggest one for anybody who lives in the Midwest or in the state of Iowa is the NCAA basketball tournament. We've hosted a few different kinds of NCAA tournament events. We've done volleyball, we've done wrestling. We're actually a little bit too small now, I think, for wrestling because it's gotten so big on a regional level.
Mm-hmm.
But we hosted the NCAA basketball in 2016 and then 2019. And that was the first and second rounds of that. And it was a huge success and everybody loved it. We're kind of a college basketball market, college football and college basketball. Those are the big things, but we have pretty much any big name artist you can think of in the country or even in the world has pretty much come through Wells Fargo Arena at some point in the last decade at some point.
Nice.
And you've mentioned a lot of different things going on too, AJ. You know, you mentioned, I mean, artists as concerts, right? You have volleyball, you've done wrestling, basketball. What is it like for you when you have to get ready for such a wide variety of events?
It's personally challenging. There's it's often the schedule will be, we have an Iowa Wolves or Iowa Wild hockey game the night before, and then we have to start the setup for a giant concert or a college basketball event like that night. So sometimes we'll stay until midnight getting things torn down, and then the operations staff will start putting things back up around 6 or 7 a.m. And on those nights, it's pretty rough because you have to really work through lots of personal schedule challenges. But it's also just a lot of fun always meeting all of those challenges that each different event has. They all have different ideas of what they want to look at and how things to sound, how the lights should work. So it's a challenge. And sometimes it can kind of mess up your sleep schedules, but I also really, really enjoy doing all the different things for the different events to come through.
It probably ties into that not monotonous part you were just talking about too, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So this year has obviously been a little bit different. Have you had different events kind of starting to return to your venue yet?
Yeah, we just, like everybody in the world right now, it's a struggle for live events. But we've actually just got done with professional bull riders this last weekend. And we had a graduation in the middle of September. No, I'm sorry. It was the middle of August, actually, for one of the local universities. And those have both been socially distanced. And we did everything we possibly could to take precautions and make sure no one was having any issues. And we haven't heard of any issues from that. But we are starting to kind of book more of those kinds of events. I think some of the rodeo tours are still doing their best to go around the country. We had pretty good turnout for the bull riders, and we expect really to start doing more of our sporting events, hockey, basketball, middle of the winter. That's kind of what they're aiming for right now. Concerts, as our GM Chris Connolly would say, it's way up in the air. You know, we have really no idea when things are going to start up again, because to really have a successful concert in any kind of venue like ours, you really have to pack people in there. And that's certainly what the artists want as well. So they're probably going to hold off, I would guess, until the spring or even maybe next summer. But I think we can get a lot of our kind of smaller stuff, like maybe Disney on Ice, rodeo tours, college basketball, looking at those kinds of things. So those kinds of things I think are really picking up over the next couple of months and over the winter.
And I got to think, you know, talking about all the different scheduling changes and things you've had to do with these variety of events, that kind of flexibility your group has probably lends itself well to something like this, right? I mean, with probably different things that you have to keep in mind when hosting events right now, but your group has to be pretty flexible and adaptable to things already.
Yeah. I mean, we've been extremely flexible, pretty much, in everything that we do, even our individual jobs, we're kind of, you know, everybody has that, you know, other duties as assigned. And I think that's kind of the whole world right now where whatever we need to get done, we all have to chip in and help out. So just kind of looking at different things to get done is kind of a new world for all of us. And the flexibility of Wells Fargo Arena was specifically built to be multi-purpose for lots of different kinds of events. And we host all kinds of different events, whether it's big sporting events or concerts, or even just small things like we do small regional events to tour through, or whatever you can think of. Like if you want to rent out half of the arena for the Des Moines Register to have Peyton Manning come in and give a small talk to a bunch of exclusive members, we do that kind of stuff too. So
nice.
It's a wide variety of things that we kind of throw at the arena, and it's extremely flexible, and everything we do there is new and inventive pretty much every week.
Nice. And I'm thinking, you kept saying flexible venue, and I keep thinking, okay, from a Daktronics perspective, digital signage is pretty flexible in how you use it. So I kind of have a two-part question here for you. First is, could you give an overview of the equipment that you guys have in the venue? And then I'm curious how you're using that during these events. Are you using it any different than you would have pre-COVID?
I'll answer your second question first. We're really not doing anything different. It's all pretty much exactly the same as it was before. I'd say that we are actually using our built-in equipment a little bit more now, because the tours that are still out there struggling through are, you know, they're trying to save money too, and they're trying to be as efficient as possible, and they don't want to have to haul all of the stuff in that they have to rig every single time. So they're trying to utilize the venues as much as possible. So we're really being flexible on what we do with our video boards, sound system, all that kind of stuff. And for the boards themselves, we have a large center hung board. I think it was replaced about 5.5, maybe 6 years ago. Polk County owns Wells Fargo Arena, I guess I should say. And they invested in getting a new one. We previously had Daktronics boards in part of the arena, and then they wanted to replace everything with Daktronics because they really liked the system. And then last summer, we replaced our sound system using Daktronics as well. And we pretty much use it constantly for selling ads for all of our partners locally, whether it be in Des Moines or in the state of Iowa in general, because Wells Fargo Arena is really the biggest venue in the state of Iowa. The University of Iowa and Iowa State University also have a lot of stuff as well, but they pretty much stay pretty focused on their college events. So we're kind of the generic all-purpose venue, and we have a little bit more space than the basketball arenas at those two universities. So we have a ribbon board that kind of goes all the way around the arena. We have those center hung large boards. Those are all high definition now. The sound system is pretty much state of the art. And those are all extremely flexible. We can use parts of those boards. We can use all of those boards. We can put whatever kind of content the guest needs. We can reconfigure them pretty quickly. There really isn't any challenge that we haven't been able to meet for anyone who comes through. And a lot of times, you know, I've been on phone calls with the service department at Daktronics at 3 a.m. before, trying to get some things done for certain venue partners. So pretty much anything you can think of that you can put on a large screen or a video board of any kind, we've done it, and we'll continue to do it for a few years to come.
I'm trying to think, you talked about, you know, replacing existing boards, and something I always like to ask too is, what has it been like since you have upgraded? Is there something particular you're able to do now that you weren't able to before?
Well, I think everyone immediately notices, especially 5 years ago when we went from kind of older standard definition boards, but just the high quality, you know, the sideboards of our center hung video board system are pretty much as big and robust as any arena in the country. I know that there are stadiums now that have, you know, like the one in Los Angeles, that have this ridiculously huge boards that are just kind of out of this world. But for arena size, our sideboards are about as big as anybody's. And, you know, everybody just loves, they can see the replays. They can see basically the broadcast when there is a broadcast. They can see anything that anybody at home can see. The experience, they have the in venue, in-person experience that everybody loves, and the sound and the feel and the smell and everything. But they also have that experience of seeing what anybody at home will get to see on those video boards. The sound system, you know, it's only a year old, but it's extremely flexible for what we need. We had so many issues in the past where, you know, we couldn't have certain people sing or certain bands play because we just wouldn't have the flexibility. That does so much for us now that we can pretty much do whatever they need. If a small concert came through, we could even use our sound system for them, which is something that very few venues could probably say in this country, but we have the capability to do that now and not have too much trouble with it. So we pretty much do whatever anybody needs to do. And the flexibility is just awesome for us.
And you mentioned you just recently upgraded the audio system. Could you tell us about that process and what it was like to go through from start to finish?
Yeah, I think we've known for probably, I was not at the arena at the time in full time capacity, but I think they wanted to replace, the sound system at the same time that they replaced the center hung video boards back in 2015-ish, that time period. But like all things in the world, they just wanted to kind of keep costs low. So they went with the video boards and thought they'd do the sound system later. I think it was about 2 or 3 years ago that we contacted Daktronics and said, you know, we know you guys do outdoor stadiums and do a lot of high school stuff. You know, have you done any places that are bigger indoor and that kind of thing? And they said, yeah, absolutely. We've done Kohl Center, I believe, up in, up in Madison, Wisconsin, and a couple other places here regionally, that we kind of saw and thought really, really would kind of fit what we needed. It was also a reasonable price tag. I mean, some of the kind of exclusive audio vendors, there's nobody like Daktronics in the sound system space that we know of that specifically builds all of their own equipment and kind of maintains all of it themselves. So we thought that if we kind of combine everything we did audio video wise with Daktronics, and if it was the same kind of level of service and that kind of stuff, it would really fit us really well. So when we contacted them a couple of years ago, they said, absolutely, we're going to get you a quote and what we think we can do for your system. We went through that whole process. We talked to Polk County and they said, yeah, this looks pretty good to us. And they approved going through with it. And the process of installation was, for me personally, it was extremely easy. Dave and Tice and Andrew, they came on site for Tice, especially for much of the summer last year. And I'm sure he was probably bored by Des Moines, but they were here and they did kind of everything that we need. And we followed up with them 100 times and asking them silly little questions about things to do, whatever we need to do with the sound system. And it kind of met every need. PBR that we just had last weekend, they would typically bring in a massive sound system from outside and rig it. And we cost them a ton of money to do all that, but they decided to go with ours instead. It had all the flexibility that they need. It really gave them what they needed to do and what they wanted to do. And that was kind of the first really big show. There are small shows that have used our sound system in the past. And I don't know that they really were thrilled with how it sounded, but I think no one has complained even once about the quality of the sound now. It's just a matter of, can we get it all rigged exactly the way they wanted it? So far, we've been able to accomplish that. So far, we've been very happy with the process. We've had to make a couple adjustments with how we rig the line arrays in our arena, because it's just so complicated with so many different concerts that come through. They'll kind of bump things, and we've had to make those adjustments kind of slightly. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, the overall process and quality was just very smooth for us, and we had no real concerns or problems with anything. And we really enjoyed it. And obviously, the level of service that Daktronics has given us has been exactly what we wanted as well.
You know, something I've noticed you've kind of said quite frequently here too, AJ, is the word flexibility, right? And we're talking about being able to use that with the displays and the audio equipment. Could you maybe just give us an overview too? I'm kind of curious of the control room aspect. You have so many different games, and I got to imagine the size of the crew maybe varies between these different types of events.
Yeah, one of the aspects of flexibility that we have for both the audio and video side is that we can do this last weekend with PBR. Excuse me for my frog in my throat.
You're fine.
For this last weekend for PBR, I actually did almost the entire thing myself, because it was just a simple program with and almost everything was automated. PBR had their production staff as well, but sometimes like that, we would have 3 or 4 people on site, or for a basketball game, or for a hockey game, we've had anywhere from 9 to 20 people on our crew staff there at a time. So we kind of scale up and scale down depending on what the guest or partner needs, and we can accomplish a great deal of things with our partners with a simple amount of staffing. But also when they want a lot more and can do a lot more, to put on those video boards and put on, you know, replays and stuff like that, we will scale up and have a lot more of our employees and also outside employees to come in and help to make that production kind of as good as possible. The things that we do from one sporting event to the next can kind of vary. For our 3 minor league teams, which is the Wild, Wolves, and Barnstormers, they all have similar production. They do it differently, but they want basically a live broadcast inside the arena. And then we stream all that kind of stuff outside as well. But they have that similar kind of stuff. But then when the NCAA tournament came through last spring, we had 20 people working on our cameras and our crew. And that was to go alongside all the CBS crew that was inside. And pretty much all of our equipment and all of our cabling was used for the CBS broadcast as well. They use it on cameras, but they use our cabling systems to integrate with the arena. So we are extremely flexible. And I think that was kind of the thing that I focused on when I got in, was to make sure that we weren't just doing things for our internal broadcasts and internal productions, to make sure that we could actually accommodate anyone who comes in from the outside. And for the most part, the little small gaps that we had from before, I think, have been closed up through the audio system, through the videos. So we're at a place now where there really isn't anything that we couldn't accommodate for anyone who comes in from the outside. And that's great for us. There's nothing anybody could say, well, we can't come to your venue because you don't have this or that. The only thing that anybody would say about that kind of thing is it's just not a big enough arena, because for like the NCAA basketball, we throw about 17,000.
Mm-hmm.
But for certain events, we probably couldn't go above that. And there are some bigger arenas that can do that. But aside from that, functionality-wise, we can do anything that anybody needs to do, and we can kind of adjust our arena to anything that anybody needs to do. And that's really a premium for anybody who wants to come through and do a big concert or a big sporting event.
Right. And I mean, you've mentioned that you're very flexible. You can do multiple different events, and you brought up the NCAA basketball tournament. So I'm kind of curious, what's one of the biggest events or the biggest memories that sticks out in your mind that you've gotten to be a part of from your position?
Well, personally, I'm a huge fan of college basketball and college sports, which isn't probably a huge surprise to anyone from the state of Iowa. That's just, that's what we all love. I went to Drake, and I'm a fan of Drake University first, but I grew up a Hawkeye fan, and I've always cheered for the Iowa State Cyclones and the UNI Panthers as well. So I'm just kind of a fan of the state of Iowa.
Okay.
And that's what really stuck out to a lot of us here. The fan base in central Iowa, especially, is just kind of a college fan base. We don't have any top level professional teams. We have a pretty good fan base for our hockey and basketball teams and football team. But as far as like the premium stuff that gets national notice, it's the NCAA basketball tournament. And that's what stuck out to us. I believe at the end of last year, we had, I think it was Reggie Miller was the commentator for CBS in Des Moines. And he, at the end of the last game that they were doing in Des Moines, he said, this is the best first round venue I've ever been at.
Wow.
Everything was first class. And that was really great for us, partially because that's kind of one of the top level events that we would like to get, but also just in general, it kind of validates all the things that we thought we were doing right and getting right for that kind of program. So that was what stuck out to me. But on a personal basis, I'm in my late 30s now, and I have a couple of kids. I just love the people that I work with. My bosses and my employees are just great people. So that's the stuff that sticks out to me, like just the personal relationships. But on an event basis, seeing the Foo Fighters come through and Ed Sheeran and,
nice.
And doing NCAA basketball stuff, that stuff, all just being able to do that just where you work every day, is really a great thing to be able to, for anybody to be able to say about their careers. And I just love it.
I love that Reggie Miller story, because it's never to say you don't bring your all to every event, but when you're a fan of a sport, you're involved in the industry like that, and you get a compliment from someone with a name like that, that's got to be pretty special for you.
Yeah, I don't have any desire to disparage like anyone else, but I know just from talking to the people from CBS and from the NCAA tournament, that when they go to bigger cities for those first round or second round or regional events for the NCAA tournament, it's a different kind of feel, because it's more like, hey, well, we've been there, done that. And the thing is, like, if you go to Philadelphia or New York or Los Angeles or something, it's like, oh, there's an NCAA tournament game going on here. Okay, great. But in Des Moines, it's like, it's the thing.
Right.
And we're really thrilled about it. And the fact that it was noticed by someone who's been to so many places and been in so many environments for the NBA, like Reggie Miller, that was a really great validation for all of us.
Yeah, that's an awesome story, an awesome experience. So I just wanted to thank you for coming on today and sharing about your position and Wells Fargo Arena Iowa Events Center and sharing those experiences with us.
No problem. It was a pleasure.
All right. Thanks, AJ.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dectronics Experience Podcast. Please subscribe at your favorite place to listen to podcasts to keep up with our latest episodes.